Hey, I'm Chef Rudy Sodermin, Princess Cruises Head of Culinary Arts and the menu maker for the Catch by Rudy, that's me. Come sail with us when I want the Alaskan king crab of food news. I listen to Salt Cold Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLA Radio.
And welcome back. Sadly, it is the concluding segment of the SoCal Restaurant Show, but the better news is we're going to be right back here with you next Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball, and you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels Radio app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and I am always happy at this point in the show on Saturday mornings to welcome back my colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl, of various restaurants, but his latest and greatest in the Sunset Beach area of Huntington Beach is Calico Fish House. Chef Andrew, good morning and welcome back. Here we are again.
Here we are. It's great to be back. Thank you.
Chef Andrew, just wanted to add a little note because we kind of have a careers through culinary arts program theme this morning. Yesterday was the 30th annual CCAP Los Angeles Scholarship Awards Breakfast. You have been a supporter of CCAP over the years. And I want you to know that yesterday, in terms of scholarships, $714,000 in scholarships was awarded to the winning students from both LA County and Ventura County. Long Beach is in there, et cetera, et cetera. And one of these days, Orange County. But $714,000, Chef Andrew, that's a good number.
That's a wonderful number. Congratulations.
Chef Andrew, your support over the years is appreciated. Now, on something that's a little bit more serious, we've been talking about natural gas on the show for, gosh, as long as I can remember. Let's back up a little bit, Chef Andrew, before we get into what the current developments are on this rather provocative topic. Why, based on current technology and affordability, and it's important to note that, why do most chefs prefer to cook with natural gas?
Well, the gas, you know, you can kind of manipulate the heat in a much better way. So I talk about using electric. It's kind of a long, slow ramp up and then a slow cool down. And then what that does is it doesn't give you the opportunity as a chef to really very quickly change the heat. You can get hot, very, very, very hot with flames, natural gas produced flames. You can then immediately turn the heat off, and and it's cheaper, right? Like, just from a commercial perspective, it's much cheaper than it is, especially the electricity costs right now in places like California. So those are kind of the two simple answers.
Okay, that kind of frames it. Now, back in 2019, in California, the city of Berkeley was the first city that banned the installation in new construction, both commercial and residential, of natural gas piping. And what this meant was, if you were building a new home or a commercial building, it had to be all electric. Now, in theory, this isn't necessarily a bad thing, depending on where technology is. But, Chef Andrew, you're a very practical guy, and you understand the science of these things. The idea that, just in the main, that electricity is more sustainable and better for the environment than natural gas is not exactly the situation, because as you pointed out to Chef Andrew, and we can mention again, how is electricity generated currently?
Well, the lion's share of electricity is produced through fossil fuels, renewable energy, solar, wind, hydropower, et cetera, even a little bit of nuclear, which falls into its own category, is the minority of the energy that's utilized in order to produce electricity. So currently you're producing the majority of electricity through fossil fuels.
So this idea that by banning the installation of natural gas piping, that you're saving the environment by mandating electricity, that really isn't the case.
No, and what happens is that then you still produce the you still need to be able to produce the electricity, and that's produced through fossil fuels. So you're removing one step from the source now to develop the electricity that runs to the stoves or to the burners or whatever the ultimate end use is, and it's being produced now in a much larger amount a couple steps away in order to produce that electricity, right? So, you know, I think it's a commendable goal. And I should say this. I am an environmentalist. I firmly believe in every single thing that I purchase through the restaurant, and my entire purchasing framework comes through the perspective of how can we make this better for the environment, from waste reduction to sustainability, et cetera. So, you know, I would like to see a lot more technology and innovation produced in order to be able to give us the opportunity as chefs and restaurateurs and home cooks an opportunity to cook food in a way in which it is better for the environment, and utilizing some of the technologies that are right now. There's a lot on the horizon, right? So there's a ton being done in order to, you know, research and test all of this new equipment, from induction to some of the more, you know, efficient electric burners. We're just not there yet, right? So we're still at that stage where I always say that we're kind of putting culture ahead of policy. And, you know, it feels good, but in the long run, the unintended consequence could be that it's worse for the environment.
Chef Andrew, very well said, and as a footnote to the beginning of the conversation, because we talked about what the city of Berkeley did back in 2019, and many major cities in California followed, in April 2023, there was a ruling from the Federal Appeals Court, and this was a suit that was filed by the California Restaurant Association, which in the main is basically a lobbying organization. They do have a foundation that goes with them. But the perspective of the CRA, and I don't mean to speak for them, was that, you know, yes, we want to be environmentally friendly and we want to do the right thing, but there needs to be a practicality here. And as you were saying before, the technology right now in terms of the options for electric oven cookery aren't there right now. And in addition to that, the cost of the electric cooking equipment is way, way up there. So for restaurants that are struggling to survive right now as it is, and we won't talk about the home situation because, of course, inflation is hitting all of us, you know, there's a non sequitur there. So this ruling from the Federal Appeals Court has reversed those laws as they were written in terms of the absolute ban on natural gas piping in new commercial or residential situations. So Berkeley has had to back off on this. As they would say, Chef Andrew, stay tuned, right?
Yeah, certainly stay tuned. But what I say to Berkeley and those people that might be frustrated by this is that I think this is a great opportunity to change the incentive structure, right? I talk about changing it from the carrot to the stick. This doesn't mean that they need to stop, and all those people who firmly believe in this don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They should put their foot forward, and they should move forward. And if it is as, you know, both sustainable financially and environmentally as they would suggest, well, then they're going to have the data to be able to prove that. And once they have the data and even the economic framework to show that it works, I think it'll be a lot easier to convince people. And you won't need the government to step in and either mandate or ban or say do this or don't do that. I'm very much a fan of providing positive incentive structures, you know, to the degree even that Berkeley could say, look, if you're doing this, we're going to, you know, reduce your taxes or we're going to subsidize it in this manner. That's up to the local city council to decide and to determine. So there's a lot of ways around this.
Certainly, Chef Andrew.
Everybody wants the same thing.
Of course, Chef Andrew, that's where we need to leave it, and thank you. Food fans, that's our show. A tip of the toque to my co-host, Chef Andrew Gruhl. My thanks to Tony here at Angel Stadium and Technical Excellence. Kudos also to Adam Bell on social media. Next week, we're back with a fresh show. We're proudly presented to you by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Doctors in the Dugout with Alan Beyer, MD, takes the field next. Be safe and good eating.